Sentenced to life, I sleep face up as though ice-bound, lest I should cough the night away. And when I walk the mile to town, I show the right technique for wading through deep clay. A sad man, sorrier than he can say. But surely not so guilty he should die each day from knowing that his race is run. My sin was to be faithless. I would lie as if I could be true to everyone at once, and all the damage that was done was in the name of love, or so I thought. I might have met my death believing this, but no, there was a lesson to be taught. Now, not just old, but ill, with much amiss, I see things with a whole new emphasis. My daughter's garden has a goldfish pool with six fish, each a little finger long. I stand and watch them following their rule of never touching, never going wrong, trajectories as perfect as plain song. Once I would not have noticed, nor have known, the name for Japanese anemones, so pale, so frail. But now I catch the tone of leaves. No birds can touch down in the trees without my seeing them. I count the bees. Even my memories are clearly seen. Whence comes the answer if I'm told I must be aching for my homeland? Had I been dulled in the brain to match my lungs of dust, there'd be no recollection I could trust. Yet I, despite my guilt, despite my grief, watch the Pacific sunset, heaven sent, in glowing colors and in sharp relief, painting the white clouds when the day is spent, as if it were my will and testament, as if my first impressions were my last, and time had only made them more defined. Now I am weak. The sky is overcast here in the English autumn, but my mind basks in the light I never left behind.